Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tov Shin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nazir, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Harini Nazir, min ha-gregoris min ha-dvelo. The person says, I'm a Nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs. Dvelo is when they press the figs in a cake-like form. Now, this is a strange thing because the word Nazir, the term Nazir, is a person who cannot have wine or any wine, anything from the grapevine. But he's perfectly allowed to have figs. Figs has got nothing to do with a Nazir. So the first part of his statement sounds like he's a Nazir. And then afterwards he seems to say, no, I'm only not going to have figs and dried figs. What is the status of such a person? Beshama says this fellow is a Nazir. Why? Beshama of the opinion that a person doesn't say some things just in vain. And if he started saying Harini Nazir, immediately there would descend upon him the laws of Nazirus. And the fact that later on he added, oh, from the figs and from the dry cake of figs, that's simply going back on what he said. Well, you can't go back. Because a Nazir is like Hektish. You can't go back. And Hektish, even if you made a mistake in Hektish, it remains Hektish. And the same thing with Nazirus. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, he will be a Nazir. Beis Hillel Omerim, Beis Hillel say, ain't a Nazir. They have the opinion that we look not at the first part of a person's statement, but at the second part, the last part of the statement. Yes, in the beginning he said, Ari Nazir, but he can correct himself, or he said afterwards, Min Agurgis Mandavela. So therefore what we say is, we say that he, in the end of the words, the end of his statement, is really revealing what he meant by the beginning statement. That what he said, Harei Nazir, he never meant to say he's a real Nazir. He just wanted to say that he's not going to have figs, etc. Now, there is a machlekes Rishonim as to whether, according to Beis Hillel, he's even osir in the figs. According to Tosfos, he holds that there's not even a netter as far as the, they hold that there's not even a netter as far as the dried figs are concerned. He can even eat figs. There's no vow at all. Rambam however learns that Beis Hillel hold that yes, there's no nazir, but a netter there will still be. A netter is, and he's still osir to have dried figs. Now, this is all according to the Tanakama. Tanakama is of the opinion that Beis Shammai say a nazir, and the Beis Hillel say not a nazir. Omer Rabbi Yehuda comes along, Rabbi Yehuda, and he argues with whoever quoted this machlokes, the Tanakama in other words. He argues with the Tanakama. He says, no. Afkish she'omru Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai say that they're worrying about a person who says already knows it from the dried figs. It's only if the person making the netter said that in my mind I wanted to usher the dried figs that they should be ushered to me like a korban. If he tells us this, and when he said Hareni Nazir, he didn't really intend to be Makabal Nazirus. It was just really keeping away from dried figs. That's what he wanted to ban himself from. In this case, Beis Shammai will say that he's also to have dried figs and pressed figs because of his neder. But there is no Nazirus, even according to Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama. He holds that the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were never arguing about being a Nazir. Even Beis Shammai agree that when you say Hareni Nazir, I'm a Nazir from dried figs, you are not a Nazir. Beis Shammai simply say that he's also, it's called a netter. It's a valid vow as far as the dried figs are concerned. Beis Hillel hold, it's nothing. Not even a valid vow, even according to what, not even because of a netter. There are other ways of learning the Mishnah. We learn it here like the Bartan or like the Rav. Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is going to tell us that the machlokes we had in the previous Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel applies in a circumstance where a person made a strange neder or he expressed it really, really strangely. And nevertheless, the same machlokes is going to apply. And we're going to see here that the person uses, as I said, a very strange expression. There are, again, different explanations how to learn this Mishnah. We will learn like most of the Mefarshim. As quoted in the Kati. Omar, a person who said, having trouble. He's got trouble with a cow there that's squatted, and he can't get it up. He's having trouble getting it up. And he comes out with the following statement. Omra Porazui, this cow is saying, Hareni Nazira Mimedasani, I'll be a Nazira if I ever get up. In other words, this cow thinks, I'll never get her up. It's almost like she's saying, I'll be a Nazir if I get up. In other words, chances are I'm never going to get up. And that's why she's being stubborn. She squats on the ground. Well, I too say that I'll be a Nazir from her meat. I'll never have her meat if I won't get her up. Or there was a door in front of him and the door was closed and he's having a hard time opening it and it won't open. And he says the following, Omar Adeles Hazer, this door is saying, or as if it's saying, Hareni Nazir in Niftachani, I'll be a Nazir if I ever get opened. In other words, I'm not opening, I'm not budging. The door doesn't want to open. It's as if she's saying she'll be a Nazir, the door, if I'll open it. Well, I'm also saying that I'll be a Nazir from this door if I don't open it. And the truth was that he did not succeed in getting his cow up. He did not succeed in opening the door. But the cow got up of its own, or other people helped her up, or the door opened up of its own, or someone else opened up the door. The question is, does he have to go through with this vow, with this nadir? And he said, Hareni Nazir imeftachani. So once again, we have this strange combination of words. The first part of his statement, Hareni Nazir, means technically like being a Nazir. And then he talks about I'll be a Nazir from this cow or from this door. I won't use this door. So how do we regard it? So here again, same machlekes. Beis Shammai will say Nazir. It's a Nazir because once you look at the first part of his statement, and that's what's the ikir, that's what the main thrust, that's what we have to be guided by. He said, Hareni Nazir, right, he's going to be a Nazir. Even though later on he talked about the door or the cow. Vesil alone remain a Nazir. Vesil say no. If a person says, I'm a Nazir from the meat of this cow, or I'm a Nazir from this door, it's like he's saying, it's the same as the case of saying a Nazir from dried figs. Which is nothing. It has nothing. It has no relation to Naziris at all. We go by the last part of his statement, not the first part. And so we have the same machlokes that we had before. And again, we have Rabbi Huda arguing with the Tanakhama as well. Rabbi Huda argues and he says, Af kisha omru Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai say that we have to take seriously. The person's statement that I'll be a Nazir if I don't get this cow up, or if I don't get this door open. Again, Layomra Elubo Omer Hareporaza Olai Korban Imamedesi. It's only when he said that this cow will be ossed to me like a korban if she gets up. That's what he meant. We say that the person making the vow did not intend really to accept Nazirus to be a Nazir, but simply to ban himself having any benefit from the cow, or ban himself having any benefit from the door. That this cow will be also like a korban if he won't succeed in getting it up, but it gets up of its own accord. Here, Beis Shammai would say that if he didn't succeed, then he has to go through with his nadir. It is a valid nadir. And it gets up, if the cow gets up of its own, and the meat of the cow is also to him, like a korban, because of his nadir. But that's about it. Nothing more. He's not a Nazir. As far as the Nazirus is concerned, says Rabbi Huda, no one says that he's a Nazir. Even Beis Shammai would agree that he's not a Nazir. Exactly like we learned in the previous Mishnah.